This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance. Streets north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And a pleasant good evening to you, high school baseball fans. Jack Kramer here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Minster Wildcats take on the Fort Loramie Redskins as we say hello to Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster, down on the field. Three-plus decades of coaching here for the Wildcats, four state titles. Jeff Sanders across the way, head coach of Minster, or I should say of Fort Loramie, state championship back in 2018 for Jeff and Fort Loramie. The two clubs played earlier this year at the Fort Loramie Invite. Redskins won by a score of 10-0. Throw that out the window. High school baseball in the region this season is simply no powerhouse. It is predictably unpredictable, that is for sure. Fort Loramie 15-8 on the year, Minster 14-7. Fort Loramie beaten last night in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com by Rushi 7-6. Fort Loramie has won 7 of the last 10, beaten last night by the Raiders. Interesting development in the Shelby County League atop the standings. The road teams continue to win. Anna won at Rushi. Rushi won at Fort Loramie. And Anna's got a chance to play Rushi on Monday night in a completion game to take the league outright. Anna won at Rushi earlier. Rushi would like to beat Anna on Monday evening and forge a three-way tie. Three clubs would end the season 10-2. Anna, Fort Loramie, and Rushi. Minster was beaten here by Van Wert Lincolnview last evening by a count of 2-0. Very well-pitched contest. Carson Kaler was dynamite on the bump for Minster. Lincolnview won it 2-0. We'll have more details on that game in just a few minutes. Minster now 14-7 on the year before the loss last night to Lincolnview. The Wildcats had won 5 of 6. Weather is turning out to be perfect. A few clouds overhead, no chance of rain. It's warming up. Should be a splendid evening for high school baseball here at Melcher Street Park. Fort Loramie Redskins and the Minster Wildcats go at it. last season. Minster victorious by a score of 6-4 2 years ago. Minster beat Fort Loramie 2-1 in the 22-23 season. Fort Loramie won twice. Fort Loramie won the game over Minster back in the 21-22 campaign. In 2018, when Fort Loramie won the state title in Division IV under head coach Jeff Sanders, the Redskins defeated the Wildcats 7-5 in the Springfield Regional Semifinal. And last season, the two clubs didn't play. But in the 2017 state championship won by Minster, the Wildcats defeated Fort Loramie three times that season, all very lopsided scores. All in all, though, it's been a pretty even rivalry over the last decade or so. And it continues here tonight. It is a very special evening. It is hospice benefit night. Mike West, head coach of Minster, so grateful for the outstanding care that hospice provided his father in his latter years and months and days of life. Annual hospice fundraiser tonight. Come on out. Plenty of seats still available as you look around. Crowd filing in. Weather is going to respond. All benefits go to Grand Lake Hospice in St. Mary's. Over the last several years, about $5,000 raised in one night of baseball here at Minster. Lots of raffle items, many silent auctions going on, a 50-50 draw, and Smokies with sauerkraut. Outstanding flavor. Ooh, I can smell that aroma right now. Smokies on the grill here at the hospice fundraiser tonight at Minster. We'll return with more. Take a look at our starting lineups when we come back. Minster on the field, taking infield at the moment. I'm Jack Kramer. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Melcher Street Park in Minster. It's hospice benefit night this evening. A crowd filing in, weather cooperating, should be a fine game. Come out and join us. If you can't make it, keep tuned here to scoresbroadcast.com. We've got all the exciting action for you. Minster Fort Loramie baseball. JV game went to Minster 10-3. 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Minster. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Fort Loramie. As we noted, both teams played yesterday and were beaten. Minster was nipped by Van Wert Lincolnview by a score of 2-0. Carson Kaler threw very well for Minster in that game. 7 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs allowed, no earned runs, struck out 9, walked 3. Gavin Evans went the route for Lincolnview, a 2-hitter. He K'd 9 and walked 5 in that Lincolnview win over Minster last night. Minster had been playing well, having beaten New Knoxville, Coldwater 7-6, St. Mary's 13-0, Crestview 21-9, Salina 11-2, before losing to Lincolnview yesterday. As I mentioned, Fort Loramie had won 7 of 10 before bowing to Rushi 7-6 at Fort Loramie last night. Fort Loramie wound up out-hitting Rushi, but fell behind 7-1. In the fifth and sixth innings of that game last evening, made a big rally and scored 5 runs in the last 2 frames to cut a 7-1 deficit to 7-6. In fact, Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie laced a triple with 2 out to plate 2 in the bottom of the seventh to cut the deficit to 1. Fort Loramie then made the final out of the game, and Rushi hung on to win. And that means that the Shelby County Athletic League standings at the top are up for grabs. Anna Rushi play a completion game on Monday. Anna's got the lead early on by a run. Fort Loramie's 10-2, Dunn in SCAL play. Anna's 10-1, Rushi's 9-2. And Anna win over Rushi. Anna wins the SCAL outright. A Rushi victory, and guess what? All three teams are tied for the title. It would be a three-way deadlock between Fort Loramie, Anna, and Rushi if Rushi were to beat Anna on Monday night. In the Midwest Athletic Conference, St. Henry sits atop the standings, 7-2, 19-2 overall. Coldwater right behind, 6-2, 18-4 on the year. Delta St. John, 6-3, 12-6 on the campaign. Marion Local, 5-3, 10-12. Fort Recovery, 5-4, 13-9. Versailles, 5-4, 17-9. New Bremen, 4-4, 13-5 on the campaign. And then right on down the line, Parkway is 2-7, 10-14 on the campaign. Overlooked Minster, the Wildcats are 3-5 in MAC action, 14-7 on the season. New Knoxville brings up the rear, winless to this point in MAC play. So it's St. Henry, Coldwater, Delta St. John's juggling among the top three spots. Marion Local sits with three losses with a game to play. Marion Local's at 5-3. Coldwater, according to the MAC website, has a game to finish. And St. Henry and Delta St. John's have played their full complement of nine. St. Henry right now on top, half game over Coldwater at 7-2. I think Coldwater's got a game tomorrow with Fort Recovery. It might be New Bremen. If memory serves me correct, that's a game outstanding yet in the MAC. Minster beat Coldwater 7-6. Earlier this year, Fort Loramie beat Minster by a score of 10-0. Coldwater clobbered Fort Loramie early in the campaign. Go figure, as I said, there's no big-time juggernaut in West Central Ohio this year on the high school baseball diamond. It is predictably unpredictable. That is for sure. Starting lineups up next. Minster's completed infield. Fort Loramie on the diamond right now. It is hospice benefit night here at Minster. Come on out. Join the crowd. Weather is responding. If you can't make it, tune in. Scores, broadcast.com. We've got the action. Minster hosting Fort Loramie here on Scores Broadcast. We've got more pregame starting lineups next on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Is high school baseball tonight right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. So many thanks to LaCal Equipment, Osgood Bank, Barker Insurance. You've heard from all three already, long-time sponsors, each of them here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal came to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1983. Came here from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and LaCal Equipment was a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. Osgood Bank has been on board for about 14 or 15 years. Do well, be good, osgoodbank.com, located now in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and also Osgood, osgoodbank.com. And we say hello to Barker Insurance, which has been with us 19 or 20 years, over 21, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Barker, great supporters. Barker Insurance, located north of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, less than a half mile north of I-75. Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster, Jeff Sanders, head coach of Fort Loramie. They played baseball together at the University of Dayton, both outstanding baseball athletes at UD. Two fine head coaches, 33 years for Mike here at Minster. Jeff Sanders, head man of the Fort Loramie program since 2018. Hey, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, oh, there are many key building components. Maybe number one at the top of the list is pitching. Who will throw first pitch strikes? A couple of right-handers on the bump. Andrew Wiss, senior for Minster. Aiden Burning, junior for Fort Loramie. Burning about fourth or fifth among Fort Loramie starting pitchers in innings compiled on the season. Meanwhile, Andrew Wiss has earned a spot in the rotation, 24 and two-thirds innings, 3.12 ERA, and he has struck out 25 hitters, a K per batter for the right-hander Wiss. He's a senior. Junior Aiden Burning on the bump for Fort Loramie. We saw him open at Day Air Park against St. Henry. When we covered that game on a Saturday night, it was a beautiful weather evening, and Fort Loramie was roughed up in that game by St. Henry. No shame in that. St. Henry Redskins, outstanding club here in 2026. Fort Loramie wound up losing 6-0 on that night. Burning got through the order once pretty effectively, and then St. Henry forced Fort Loramie to use four pitchers on that particular evening, and we'll probably see at least a couple here tonight for the Fort Loramie Redskins as well. A key building component, pitching for sure. It will open the doors to success for these two clubs, Fort Loramie and Minster. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups are next when we come back. Minster and Fort Loramie High School Baseball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Up here are your starting lineups for tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Minster here at Melcher Street Park in Minster on Hospice fundraiser benefit night. Crowd filing in, seats behind home plate are full. A lot of folks out on the street. Many at the grill down below to our left. Oh, those Smokies with sauerkraut. The aroma is phenomenal. I'm sure they taste every bit that good, too. First off, for the home team, the Minster Wildcats, leadoff batter Carson Kaler, sophomore, first baseman. He is the first hitter in the Minster lineup. Batting second is the catcher, sophomore Ty Hine. Hitting third, James Keener. He is a freshman shortstop. Batting fourth, Reese Baer, a senior second baseman. Fifth is Jace Hemmelgarn, a right fielder, a senior. Then Hayden Lynn, a junior third baseman. Chase Dirksen hits in the seventh spot. He is a senior center fielder. Andrew Wiss, the pitcher, bats eighth. He is a senior. And John Inskeep, left fielder, sophomore, bats in the nine position. No DH for Minster here tonight. For Fort Loramie, opening nine, including the DH plus the center fielder, is as follows. First batter in the order, Sammy Gubo, senior DH. He hits in the number one spot. Carson Arnold, senior right fielder, bats second. Dylan Meyer, junior catcher, hits third. Third baseman, junior Lucas Brandewey, cleanup. Then Jace Ruenkamp, senior first baseman, fifth. Aiden Burning, pitcher, junior, next in the order. Chase Bornhorst, shortstop, senior, bats in the seven hole. Colton Rose, junior left fielder, hits next. Zach Dews, second baseman, senior, bats ninth. Tanner Heckman plays center field. He is a sophomore. He is DH'd for by Sammy Gubo, who bats number one in the lineup. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, it's Andrew Wiss on the bump for Minster, 3.12 ERA, 25 Ks and 24 and two-thirds innings. Has got a fine record, 4-0 on the campaign. Aiden Burning for Fort Loramie starting, not used nearly as much as Wiss on the campaign so far. Jeff Sanders, head coach of Fort Loramie, has really spread the pitching around. In fact, Burning is about fourth or fifth in innings compiled on the bump among the Fort Loramie starters so far this season. Burning, a junior right-hander, with a senior right-hander. Those are your starting lineups. We'll return. First pitch upcoming. High school baseball and hospice benefit night here at Minster Melcher Street Park. Minster Wildcats host the Fort Loramie Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYS meats.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, traditions of excellence in high school baseball are abound here tonight at Minster's Melcher Street Park. These two clubs, Minster and Fort Loramie, have combined to earn 7 state titles in high school baseball in the state of Ohio in the last 19 years. Way back in 2007, when Coach Bill Sturwald was the head man for the Fort Loramie program, the Redskins won the state championship in Division 4, beating Newark Catholic 4-0. 3 years later, Fort Loramie did it again under Coach Sturwald, knocking off Newark Catholic 3-0 in 2018. Fort Loramie, with current head coach Jeff Sanders at the helm, defeated Hicksville 8-4 to take the state title that year. As I mentioned earlier, Fort Loramie beat Minster 7-5 in the regional semifinal that season at Springfield. Head coach Mike Wiss has reeled off 4 state championships as the head man of the Minster baseball program. He is a member of the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. State championships in 2011, 12, 17, and last year in 25. In 2011, Minster defeated New Middletown Springfield to take the title in D4 by a score of 6-0. A year later, defeated Cuyahoga Heights 5-4 to take the state title. And then in 2017, Minster nipped Rushi by a score of 2-1. That was the battle between Coach Wiss and Kevin Flippo at Rushi. 2-1 win to Minster in that 2017 state championship. It was a walk-off base hit in the bottom of the seventh, which decided it. And then last year in Division 7, Minster defeated Newark Catholic 8-0. 8-0 Minster down Newark Catholic. 8-0 last season after beating Rushi 5-3 in the state semifinal. Our game tonight is underway. First hitter for the Fort Lauderdale Redskins is Sammy Gubo. And the two straight letter-high fastballs from Andrew Wist of Minster are fouled off by Gubo. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Outfield deep around to the left. Wist has got the sign from his catcher, Ty Hine. He works plateward, and there's a hard line drive smashed over short into left center field. A base hit by Gubo. Sammy hitting about 340 on the year with a couple triples and 17 ribbies, including a couple big ones in the seventh inning last night on the three-bagger. Climbs all over a two-strike pitch and belts a single into left center. Fort Loramie's got one aboard, no one out here in the top of the first. Carson Arnold, left foot is even with the front of home plate, widespread stance. Curveball by Wiss, delayed swing up by Arnold, is popped up behind second base, and Reese Bear tracks it for Minster, and he hauls it in for the out. So Gubo single, pop out by Arnold, and here is Dylan Meyer. Carson Arnold, by the way, was hitting over 400, leading batter in the Fort Loramie lineup at 406 officially. Here's Dylan Meyer at 336, junior catcher. Gubo, nice lead. First pitch to Dylan Meyer is chopped in the air, fair over the third baseman's head. Gubo moves up station to station. He's at second. Left fielder for Minster hustled over to the foul line. It was John Inskeep. He scooped it up and got it back in to Hayden Lynn at third. And Fort Loramie's got a rally stirred up here in the top of the first inning. Hits by Gubo and Meyer. And now Lucas Brandewee with two aboard and one down. Third baseman for Minster, Lynn, is up. So is the first baseman for the Wildcats. That's Carson Kaler. First pitch misses from Wiss. It's a ball. Hitting from the right side is Lucas Brandewee, 351 on the year. He has only struck out five times. Now, those stats might be a few days old, but that is a remarkable figure. A very low number of Ks for Lucas Brandewee. Count a ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Here is Wiss stretching, fires, it's down and away, looked like a two-seamer. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Two on, one out, top of the first inning. Redskins hitting. Wiss looks at his runner back at second. Andrew fires, the ball topped foul off to the left. It's gobbled up by the Minster catcher, Ty Hine. Count even up now. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Lucas Brandewee, cleanup hitter for Fort Loramie. Two aboard, one down, top of the first. Minster won the junior varsity game by a score of 10-3. Here is Wiss in the stretch, pitches. Fastball fouled to the screen. It's still two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Outfield plays Brandewee around to the left. He's got some muscle. Infield has Bear cheating toward the second base bag, trying to keep the Redskins runner close. Long hold by Wiss. Outside and low, missed Poplenty, and the count goes full. Big pitch coming here. Wiss doesn't want to load him up, that's for sure. Two on for Fort Loramie. One out, top of the first inning. 3-2 pitch for Wiss to Brandewee. It's hit hard in the hole between third and short. On the ground, a single into left. Here's a throw back to the diamond quickly from the left fielder, Inskeep. Cut off by Wiss. And going station to station from second to third is Gubo. The ball was cracked sharply into left. Good hustle by Inskeep to scoop it up and play it back to the infield in rapid fashion. And Fort Loramie is on the pitches of Wiss here in the first. They're full. And here's Jace Ruhenkamp with one out. Big curveball missed outside. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Second baseman, shortstop for Minster, creeping in. Wildcats also up on the corners. Here is the pitch to Ruhenkamp. Just missed off the plate inside, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Ruhenkamp. Fort Loramie in the red shirts. Black numbers outlined in white, white pants. Wiss fires. Ruhenkamp swings. Smacks a hard line. Drive to short. It's caught. Throw to second. Out. Double play. Unbelievable. Wildcats turn two. The ball was scorched. It was scalded off the bat of Ruhenkamp. Hit to James Keener at shortstop. He went down to one knee and stared that ball about 3 inches off the ground and quickly flipped high to Bear coming across the bag at second. The toss was upstairs. Bear speared it, and by about 2 feet, the runner for Fort Loramie was out, doubled off second. Not much he could do. That ball was really tattooed off the bat of the Fort Loramie hitter, Ruhenkamp, but it's one of those bad luck, top of the first for the Redskins. No score. Fort Loramie did get 3 base hits in the top of the first inning, but Fort Loramie comes away empty. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Fort Loramie nothing. Minster coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It is Aiden Burning on the bump for Fort Loramie. A ball, a strike to Carson Kaler, first hitter of the game for Minster. He swings from the left side, and he takes a slow breaking curveball upstairs by a little bit. And the count is 2-1. 2-1 on Kaler, who bunted foul on the second delivery by Burning, who fires. Kaler hits a hard ground ball up the middle. It's between the shortstop and the second base bag. Into center, a hit for Kaler. Carson Kaler clubs a single into center field. as he improves on that 379 batting average. He'd walked 18 times coming into the game here tonight. Here's Ty Hines, sophomore catcher. 339 on the campaign, only six strikeouts on the year for him. I remarked in the top of the first that Lucas Brandewee for Fort Loramie had K'd only five times on the entire season so far. Remarkable numbers for both. Here's Hine from the right side. He pulls a ground ball foul between head coach Mike Wiss in the third base box and the Fort Loramie third baseman, Lucas Brandewee. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Hine at 339 on the campaign. Outfield pulled around to the left. Fort Loramie left fielder shading the line. That's Colton Rose. Burning to Hine. Breaking ball off the plate outside. A ball, a strike. 1-1. You've got time to come out and enjoy this game. It's hospice fundraiser night here at Minster's Melcher Street Park. I don't see many seats. A lot of folks standing everywhere. And if they're not standing watching the game, they are eating a smoky with kraut. The aroma is terrific. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Hine for Minster. No score, bottom of the first. Fort Loramie loaded the bases in the top of the first inning, and then Jace Ruhenkamp clubbed a line drive to short. It was caught and turned into a double play. 3-1 the count now. Three balls, a strike on Hine. Burning with a peek over his shoulder at Carson Kaler. Burning fires. Ball swung on behind, lifted to fairly deep center field. On his horse is Tanner Heckman. He retreats, hauls it in, out recorded. Kaler back to first. Fly out to center off the bat of Hine. Here's James Keener, freshman, shortstop. Fantastic campaign for him. Boy, he has been out of this world. He tripled and homered in the Minster game we covered at Dragons Day Air Park. An inside the park home run to left and scorched a triple into the right field corner and had, I think, a half a dozen ribbies on that particular evening. First pitch by Burning is high for a ball. 1-0 on Keener. Runner at first, Carson Kaler. He's got a lead, inching off. Keener takes off the plate outside, 2-0, Burning nibbling. Neither pitcher getting ahead of hitters. Wiss for Minster gave up three. Fort Loramie hard hits. And then the line drive out, which was turned into two. A swing and a miss for a strike. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Keener, left-hand batter. His front foot is even with the middle of home plate. There's a two-thirds emergency swing on a fastball that was past him, and it's strike two and ball two. 2-2 on Keener. Carson Kaler, who grounded a hard single into center, is aboard at first for Minster with one away. 2-2 pitch by Burning. There goes Kaler. It's a strikeout and a throw him out at second base. Kaler is nailed by Plenty. Good pitch to throw on. Swing and miss strike about shoulder high. Dylan Meyer came up throwing for the Fort Loramie Redskins and threw a seed down to second. Kaler is nailed. First inning's in the books. Fort Loramie nothing, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Minster pitcher Andrew Wiss is ahead of his counterpart. Aiden Burning, Loramie's pitcher, who's at the plate batting, starting off the top of the second. Here's the 0-2 pitch, but Wiss high and wide, a ball, two strikes, one and two. Fort Loramie loaded the bases. They were jam-packed full. After singles by Gupo, Meyer, and Brandewee, there was one out mixed in. And with the sacks clogged in the top of the first, Jace Ruhenkamp scalded a line drive ankle high to the shortstop for Minster, Keener, who caught it, flipped on to Bear to double up the runner, and that's how Minster got out of that first inning jam. Here, Burning pops about 25 feet in the air between the plate and the mound. Wiss comes down off the bump to make the catch for Minster, and there is one away in the top of the second inning for Fort Loramie. Jace Bornhorst hits, .343 on base percentage. Pitch to him is a little high after the initial pitch taken for a strike. As I said, on base percentage over .340 for Bornhorst, who looks at strike two, a two seam fastball on the outside third, just below the waist, called a strike, one and two. Bornhorst swings from the right side, left foot even with the front of home plate. He goes after a wide curveball, can't connect. He's out on strikes. Colton Rose steps in now for Fort Loramie. On base percentage, .450 on the campaign. Hitting well lately. Rose from the right side. Outfield plays him to the left. Shortstop is Keener, medium depth for Minster. Wiss fires, breaking pitch, miss low and away. Ball one, a ball, no strikes. Top of the second inning, no score here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. It's hospice benefit night, good crowd on hand. Weather has responded, a little coolish, 62, 63 degrees. Cloudy skies, no rain. Not a chance of rain, I don't think, until sometime during the day tomorrow, when we expect temperatures to rise and humidity to escalate and showers to sneak in the afternoon. But we should be totally dry for this game here tonight. Foul ball off to the left by the Fort Loramie hitter, Colton Rose. And then a big curve, and he whiffs over the top as Wiss snapped one off. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Wiss fires, breaking ball down and away, and it goes full. Two out for Fort Loramie, top of the second, no one on. No score in this game. 3-2 pitch by Wiss to Colton Rose. It bounces, and it's ball four. Rose is aboard. Here's Zach Dews hitting over 300 on the year. He's only struck out four times on the campaign. Fort Loramie batters doing a pretty good job making contact as this season progresses. Two out, Redskins, one aboard, top of the second, no score. Wiss looks at his runner at first. Dews hits from the left side. Slightly open stance. Stride foot is even with the front edge of home plate. Here's a swing and a fly ball left field toward the line. It's hooking and it stays fair inside the stripe. Inskeep comes in quickly for Minster. And he gobbles up the single off the bat of Dews. He placed one perfectly, 15 feet or so fair to left. He didn't have enough juice on it to get out to Inskeep. He had to play it on a bounce. So that is hit number four for Fort Loramie. Single to left, but Dews. Two men on for the Redskins with two out here in the top of the second. Four hits for Fort Loramie, which has had five base runners so far in this game. Gubo, the leadoff hitter, hits. He singled sharply to center to start the contest. Here's a breaking ball by Wiss, and it's undercut high in the air. Foul coming our way. It lands on top of the press box. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the batter Gubo for Fort Loramie. Hitting better than .330 on the campaign. He needs a hit right here to give Fort Loramie a one-run lead in the top of the second. As I said, the Redskins have hit safely four times already in this contest. A single by Gubo in the first. Dylan Meyer singled. So did Brandewey. Zach Dews here in the second after a walk to Colton Rose. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on the hitter for Fort Loramie, Sammy Gubo. Right-hand hitter, Wiss, right-hand hurler. He's in a stretch. Pitch to Gubo is a high fastball. It's placed out into right center field. It's going to drop. Here comes the runner from second around third, digging home with two outs. The runner on first was peddling his way around second. He ends up at third, and Fort Loramie's played it a run. Single by Gubo into right center. He's two for two. And Fort Loramie draws first blood, leads it 1-0 in the top of the second. And here's Carson Arnold with men at first and third. Let's see if Gubo is going at first, being held on by Carson Kaler. Here we go. Let's go. Zach Dews is at third. Scoring on the base hit by Gubo is Colton Rose. Here is Wiss stretching. Set to pitch to Arnold. High fastball, steal attempt. Throw down to second. It's mighty close. Safe by an eyelash. Tagged by Bear was a good, quick one. But getting in just barely is Sammy Gubo with the steal. Thought he might be going, and he was on the first delivery to Arnold. It's a ball, no strikes. Now runners at second and third. Curveball to Arnold. Yes, a strike. Above the waist on the outside, third. 1-1 count on Arnold for Fort Loramie. Runners in scoring position, second and third. Redskins have taken the lead here in the second at 1-0. There's a wide breaking ball, 2-1. Two balls a strike, 2-1 on Arnold. Hitting over 400 on the year. He's been batting at a high clip throughout the campaign. Needs a clutch two-out hit here, and he strokes it on a line to left, and it skips past the left fielder for Minster. Rolls all the way to the left field fence. John Inskeep couldn't play it. The ball was really tattooed. Two runs are in, and Fort Loramie's jumped on Minster in the second, 3-0 in favor of the Redskins. The left fielder for Minster didn't touch the ball. It seemed to take a quick hop just off to his side. That ball really skidded. Will scored a double for Carson Arnold. Two ribbies. And Fort Loramie leads 3-0. Redskins are hitting the ball very hard so far in this game. Here's a curveball strike to Dylan Meyer. Three runs in for Fort Loramie. Top of the second. Three runs, six hits for the Redskins. In an inning and two-thirds. Here is the pitch to the plate by Wiss. Swung on, hit by Dylan Meyer. Well, to deep left center field. Center fielder curling back. It's Jace Dirksen under it. Got it. That ball was pummeled about 285 or 290 from home plate. but it's hauled in by Dirksen, inning over. Fort Loramie, which got 13 hits last night, has six already in two frames here this evening, and leads Minster 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Minster Wildcats face a 3-0 deficit batting here in the bottom of the second inning. And Reese Baer, the fine hitting second baseman, swings late on a curveball. He was out in front, held up, and then poked it to left. Left fielder for Fort Loramie jogged in. Colton Rose snagged it for the out. Good breaking pitch from Burning. And then the second hitter here in the frame, Jace Hemmelgarn, smashes a hard ground ball into right field, a base hit. It was to the glove side of the Fort Loramie second baseman, lunging that direction for the Redskins, trying to make the play with Zach Dews. Couldn't get the tip into the glove on it. And it's a single, a sharp base hit to right for Hemmelgarn. He's aboard. Jace was at 361 on the year with 3 2-baggers. Here's Hayden Lynn, junior third baseman for Minster. He's down a strike, nothing and one. 3-0 lead for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second. Here is the pitch delivered by Burning out of the stretch. It's off the outside corner and down. 1-1 count. Cincinnati Reds tonight off to a good start, leading Cleveland 2-0 in the second. Second quarter, not so good for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are down by 11 to Detroit. Look out. Here's a long drive. Deep left field. Back near the fence at the foul pole. Colton Rose for Fort Loramie is at the wall, and he makes a spectacular catch. No, the ball might have hit the tip into the glove and gone out for a long home run, about 3 or 4 feet fair, off the bat of Hayden Lynn of Minster. What an effort by Colton Rose, who banged into that left field screen mighty hard. I thought for an instant he might have picked it off. It was ruled a homer, a blast by Lynn, and it's a 3-2 game. Tremendous effort by the left fielder Rose for Fort Loramie, who came within inches of picking off that long belt. Stepping in now, Chase Dirksen for Minster. It's a 3-2 game. I was about to say here at the start of this inning that Fort Loramie's 3-0 lead may not stand up very long, because I expect a dozen, 15 runs tallied between these two clubs in this game tonight. The wind is blowing out to left center. Slight breeze from the southwest. And that ball hit by Lynn didn't need the wind behind it. Oh, it helped. I think it might have gone out anyway. It was really smacked. And he got great leverage, turned on it, and drove it right down the left field line. Wasn't very many feet fair. And Colton Rose gave it all he had. The count, two strikes on the new hitter for Minster, who looks at a breaking ball by Burning, and it's on the outside corner. Strike three called. That's a K for Burning, who just gave up the two-run blast by Hayden Lynn. And here's Andrew Wiss from the left side for Minster, the Wildcats pitcher. So right now it's a five-run second inning. Wiss, first pitch, dubs it off the fists. Back to the pitcher, Burning, underhands to Ruhenkamp for the out. Second inning over for Minster. But the Wildcats strike for two on the long blast to left. In the past a couple years here at Minster, the fences got moved in about 10, 12 feet or so. It was 310 or 315 down the left field line, and now it's 300 even. That may not have gotten out a few years ago, but tonight it did. A two-run shot by Lynn of Minster to cut the Fort Loramie advantage to 3-2 as we head to the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We head to inning number three here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. It is 3-2. Fort Loramie leads by a run. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1. The pitcher Wiss on the bump for Minster, facing Lucas Brandewey, who opens the third frame for Fort Loramie. And he smashes a ball on the ground. One big high hop to short. Oh, what a play by Keener. He leaped, speared it through to first, and got the batter runner by a step. What a play by Keener for Minster at shortstop. The freshman turned in a gem. Back in the first inning, he caught an ankle-high line drive and turned that into a double play. Here, the big hop off the lip where the grass meets the dirt infield on the inner part of the diamond, shot the ball in the air, and Keener, who's probably only 5'7", 5'8", or so, boy, on a springboard. He jumped high in the air, picked it off in the webbing in one bounce, and threw a strike to Carson Kaler at first to nail Brandewey, who's out 6-3. Put an asterisk by that one. Brandewey hit the ball very hard. Great play by Keener. Here is Jace Ruhenkamp for Fort Loramie, swinging, driving one high and deep to right field. Right fielder for Minster, backing, retreating, and catching is Jace Hemmelgarn. Ball hit a long way to right against the wind, which is blowing from right to left at the moment. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the third. Here's Aiden Burning, the Redskins pitcher. Slightly open stance. Wiss on the bump for Minster. Long look in at his catcher, Ty Hine. He delivers off the plate outside. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. It is hospice benefit night here at Minster. A grand evening, good crowd. I'll talk about the activities in more detail in just a minute or two. A strike called at the knees on the inside corner to Burning. 1-1. Two down for Fort Loramie, top of the third. Redskins up a run. Wiss misses wide and low, and it is a 2-1 count. Outfield plays Burning around to the left just a little bit. He hits from the right side. Third baseman for Minster, Hayden Lynn, backs up. Lynn homered in the bottom of the second for Minster to make it a 3-2 game after Fort Loramie had plated three in the top of the second. Three runs, six hits for Fort Loramie. Two runs, three hits, an error for Minster. Here is a two-ball, one-strike pitch to Burning, who hits a looper to right center field. Center fielder for Minster coming in and over, and it's caught on the jaunt by Chase Dirksen. He catches easily, angling in front of the right fielder, Jace Hemmelgarn from Minster, to retire the side for Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 here in the third. We head to the bottom of the third. Fort Loramie 3, Minster 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum. Serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Of the third inning, Minster coming to bat. Inskeep at the plate, swings in the first pitch by Burning, and clubs a hard ground ball in the hole between third and short. Fine backhand play by Bornhorst. Long throw, not in time. It got away from the first baseman, Ruhenkamp. It wasn't going to beat the runner anyway. Solid play, though, by Bornhorst. Deep in the hole at third. The ball was cracked pretty sharply off the bat of Inskeep of Minster, and he's aboard. Infield single.
All right, let's go, Carson. Let's go now.
Here is Carson Kaler stepping in now for Minster. Down a run, 3-2 to Fort Loramie, bottom of the third. Kaler hits from the left side, bunts. It's a good one. Burning off the mound. He comes down off the bump a good 30 feet. Fields throws to first, out. One down for Minster, bottom of three. Runner at second base. Nice bunt by Kaler. And here is Ty Hine stepping in. Hine flew out to center in the first inning for Minster after Kaler singled to start the game for the Wildcats. Good bunt by Carson Kaler. Inskeep motored down to second. Here is Burning pitching out of Ty Hine. Tying run at second. Fastball upstairs by Burning. 1-0 count. Got some sun beaming between clouds here at Minster on a 60-degree night. Wind out of the south blowing out to left center. Two-run home run by Minster. Turned in by Hayden Lynn. Long shot to left. Just fair. Out of the reach over the top bar of the fence of Colton Rose. Left fielder for Fort Loramie, who gave it all he had. He was going to go through that fence if he had to. He really put a jar into the screen in deep left and nearly made a spectacular play, but the ball was just beyond his reach. Over the top of the left field screen, a two-run homer by Lynn of Minster in the second after Fort Loramie had scored three in the top of the second. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on Hine, who hits from the right side for Minster. Tying run out at second. That is Inskeep. Burning long look in to Dylan Meyer, who hangs the signal. Middle infielders crowd second base for Fort Loramie. Here's the pitch to Hine. It is chin level. Here's a long throw by Meyer down to second. Runner gets back fairly close. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Two superb defensive catchers here tonight in this game. The batter for Minster, Ty Hine, outstanding. Battery mate for the Minster pitcher, Dylan Meyer, the same behind the plate for Fort Loramie. Here's the stretch, the pitch by Burning, slow curveball, struck behind to left center field. Center fielder journeys over for Fort Loramie, picks it off, and lobs a throw back to the diamond. Ball was barreled up pretty well, but Tanner Heckman, center fielder for Fort Loramie, was positioned nicely and caught the ball in the left center field gap as the ball held up. Hine retired. Here is James Keener for Minster. What a season for him. Batting very close to the 400 mark, left-hand batter, just a freshman. Pitch by Burning is over, just above the waist on the outside half. We covered the game at Day Air Park between Minster and Williamsburg, and James Keener had a sparkling night. He tripled and homered at the home of the Dragons. We were there. He had a fine game. There's a pitch by Burning off the plate outside. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Keener. Tying run for Minster aboard at second. 3-2 Fort Loramie, bottom of the third. Outfield deep and right for the batter, Keener. Here's a throw back to second base by Burning. It goes into center field, but there's no advancement. As the runner for Minster hit the deck to get back in safely, he stays put. The count, a ball, a strike on Keener. 27 hits on the year, 24 runs scored, 20 ribbies. He's got six doubles on the campaign. Right around 400 batting average on the year for Keener. 1-1 delivery is just off the plate outside, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 the count on Keener. First base open. On deck, though, Reese Bear, every bit as good a hitter as Keener. Here's the pitch by Burning. It's a curve missing off the outside corner, and it's 3-1 as Burning is trying to nibble and see if Keener will reach for the pitch and get himself out. Three balls, a strike, 3-1. Runner at second for Minster. Bottom of the third, Fort Loramie leads 3-2. Curveball blooped into short left center. It's going to drop. And the runner on second scurries around third, comes in easily. The ball gets between the outfielders as it skids on by, and Keener winds up at second with a double, beautifully spotted in left center. He couldn't have walked out there and dropped it between the left and center fielders any better. And we are tied up. Double number 7 on the year for Keener. And it's a 3-3 game. Here is Reese Bayer with the go-ahead run at second for Minster. These two teams, as the season has progressed, have really begun to hit the ball much better. The pitch to Bayer missed up and away for a ball. Bayer, a fly out to left. He was hitting late in the first inning when Carson Kaler was thrown out stealing. Bayer then came up to lead off the second inning and skied to left. Bayer, slightly open stance. Burning is failing on his command at the moment. Missed wide, and it's 2-0. Minster has tied this game up in the bottom of the third at 3-3. It may very well take 7-8 runs to win it. Both teams have their hitting shoes on tonight. Bluff steal attempt. Pitch is not good. It's off the plate. 3 balls, no strikes. 3-0 on Bear. He's got 19 ribbies on the year. He, Kaler, and Keener in a foot race for the top batting average spot in the Minster lineup. There's a strike called, and it's 3-1. 3 balls, a strike, 3-1 on Bear for Minster. Very deep for him in right field is Carson Arnold for Fort Loramie. It's 3-12 down the right field line. Here is the pitcher burning, throwing, breaking ball right there, and it's 3-2. Looked like a two-seamer, had a little bit of a late twist on it. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, game tied at 3, runner at second. Minster batting bottom of the third. Minster dugout down below, hooting it up. You can hear the Wildcats in the background. Off-speed pitch by Burning. Bear out in front. Strike 3 swinging. Burning with a clutch pitch. His best delivery of this game. As he changed speeds and fooled the Minster hitter. But the Wildcats score 1. We played 3. We're tied. Fort Loramie 3, Minster 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
First hitter for Fort Loramie to start the fourth is Chase Bornhorst, who nubs one to first. Wist, the pitcher for the Wildcats, covers. Ball lateral to him, but Kaler And there is the initial hitter for Fort Loramie retired in the top of the fourth inning. Then Colton Rose steps in, and he hits the first ball pitched. Chopped to second. Reese Baer charges in, gobbles it up, dishes off to first. And quickly, Fort Loramie's got two down here in the fourth inning in a tie game at three. Zach Dews tops a foul off to the right of home plate. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Dews. Bornhorst, who is retired quickly to start the fourth inning, had struck out in the second. Colton Rose, who was just retired, walked back in the second. Here's a fly ball foul off the bat of Dews, curling out of play beyond the dugout to our left. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Dews, who singled for Fort Loramie in the second. Fort Loramie had three hits in the first. Three hits and a walk, plus a steal in the second. Redskins plated three in that second frame to take a 3-0 lead. Minster bouncing back with two in the second, one in the third. We're all knotted. A ball, two strikes from Dews. Late swing, humpback liner to left. Left fielder Inskeep in, then back. He spears it for the out. Dews retired. Fly ball to left. And for the pitcher, Wiss for Minster. At seven straight, retired. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, tied up at three. Fort Loramie 3, Minster 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Way through this game tonight here at Belcher Street Park in Minster. Game tied at 3. Minster 3, Fort Loramie 3. A couple of runs for Minster in the second after Fort Loramie plated 3 in the top of the second. Minster with a run in the bottom of the third frame to tie it. And as I mentioned before the break, Andrew Wiss on the bump for Minster has retired 7 straight. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Fort Loramie. 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 miscue for Minster. And leading off for the Minster Wildcats here in the bottom of the fourth is Jace Hemmelgarn. And he swings and drives one to left center field. It falls. Center fielder Heckman hustling over for Fort Loramie. And he holds Hemmelgarn to a long single into left center. That's 12 hits now in this game, 6 by each team. Here's Hayden Lynn, who pulled a long homer to left, just over the left field screen, several feet fair. Colton Rose went back, tried to reach above the top bar of the fencing and spear that long drive off the bat of Lynn and missed it by inches. Two-run homer for Minster in the bottom of the second. First pitch to Lynn is a ball upstairs, a ball no strikes, 1-0. Game tied at 3, bottom of the fourth, Minster batting. Runner at first, nobody out. Hemmelgarn now with two singles so far in this game for Minster. Aiden Burning on the hill, starting pitcher for Fort Loramie. Low and away, ball 2. Wiss has begun to right himself on the bump for Minster, getting first pitch strikes. Burning needs to sharpen his command as Minster is beginning to warm up the bats at the plate. Two ball count on Lynn. Strike called at the knees on the inside corner. Two balls, a strike. Cavaliers trail the Pistons 54-51 at halftime in the fifth inning. Cincinnati behind Abbott leads the Indians. Reds over Cleveland 2-0. Stretch by the pitcher Burning. Breaking ball fouled off. And the count is even up now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. It is hospice benefit night here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Benefits going to the Grand Lake Hospice in St. Mary's over the last several years. Some $5,000 plus raised in one night of baseball here at Minster for Grand Lake Hospice in St. Mary's. High pop in the infield. Nice play. Second baseman Dews as he sneaks over behind Ruhenkamp, still on the dirt in fair ground, catches for Fort Loramie. And the hitter, Lynn, is out, retired on the pop to second. Well done by Dews, who called off Ruhenkamp. One on, one out for Minster. Bottom of four. Here's Chase Dirksen, right-hand batter. He K'd his first trip. There's a pitch just off the outside corner. He was close. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Dirksen. Game tied at 3, bottom of the fourth. Minster won the JV game 10-3. Stretching, Burning. High, ball 2. Burning not throwing a first pitch strike. Getting behind. Trying to wriggle off the hook. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Dirksen. Runner at first in the person of Hemelgarn. Fouled out of play to the right. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. A great evening here at Minster. Lots of raffle items on hospice benefit night. Silent auctions taking place. 50-50 drawing as well. Foul ball, same spot. Out of play to the right. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Smokies on the grill. Sauerkraut on the Smokies. The aroma is terrific. Here is the 2-2 offering to the Minster batter. It is Dirksen with a runner at first and one out. Runner not going. Ball 3. Very high off the plate. Full count. Burning's got to deliver here. Or he puts 2 on with 1 down. Burning peeks over at Hemelgarn, who's got a lead. Is he going? Nope. Pitch to Dirksen. Missed. Low and away. He's aboard. Now Andrew Wiss, Minster pitcher. Wiss was retired. His first trip to the plate to close out the second. We're tied up at 3, bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie scored the first 3. Minster's answered, including a 2-run bomb off the bat of Hayden Lynn. 2 aboard, 1 down. Burning to Wiss. Wiss wants to bunt. He does. Up the third base line. Foul. He was bunting for a base hit. It rolled into foul ground. He gave it a try. I recall last year in the state tournament championship game, Andrew Wiss had a bunt single up the third baseline. It rolled 90 feet fair and was probably no more than 6 inches in foul ground all the way to the third base bag as Newark Catholic kept waiting on it and waiting on it, hoping it would trickle foul. It did not. It was a great bunt by Wiss, who is a marvelous bunter. He had 3 hits in that game, by the way. And he flies out here to left. Left fielder for Fort Loramie jogs in toward the line and picks it off. It's Colton Rose, 2 down on the flyout off the bat of Wiss. And here is Inskeep, who started the 1-run third with a single to left for Minster. He's up with 2 aboard and 2 down in the bottom of the fourth in a 3-3 game. Burning on the bump for Fort Loramie. Both starters still in. Each team with 6 hits. Bouncing ball. What a stop by Dylan Meyer. I tell you what, we've got 2 really good catchers here tonight. In Hine, behind the plate for Minster. Meyer, the battery mate for Burning, doing the catching for Fort Loramie. Meyer, a junior. Hine, the sophomore. Boy, they do an amazing job. They keep every single pitch at their feet. And here we've got a conference on the mound taking place at the moment. Catcher, pitcher. Count of ball, no strikes. 1-0 on that hitter for Minster with two aboard in the bottom of the fourth and two out. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Call the office at 937-498-7282 to set an appointment. For info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Here's the pitch, nubbed in the air, short right center. It's a Texas leaguer. It's going to drop. It's a run-scoring single, dunked into right center by the Minster hitter, John Inskeep. Two singles in succession for him. Minster with runners at first and third on the bloop base hit off the bat of Inskeep, and Minster is in front 4-3. It's not how hard you hit the baseball, it's where you hit it so often. Fort Loramie lined into a double play with the bases full in the first. If that sharply struck ball off the bat of Ruinkamp of Fort Loramie is a few feet either side of Keener, the shortstop for Minster, that's a two-run hit. But it was caught. That's the luck of the game sometimes. And here a big two-out base hit struck into short right center off the bat of Inskeep for Minster. Has put the Wildcats ahead. Here's a low inside pitch. It's a wild one. Ruinkamp back behind the plate. Gets the ball in a hurry. Runs up in front of home and tags the man out. Trying to stride home on the play for the Minster Wildcats was the runner from third. He was tagged out. What a good defensive play that was by the catcher for Fort Loramie, Dylan Meyer. He couldn't smother the ball completely. It stayed on the back edge of the dirt in the circle behind home. He got to it fast and made a nifty tag on the Minster runner trying to dive in for the front corner of the plate. Well done by Dylan Meyer. Put out at home. Minster did score one. We go to the fifth inning. 4-3 Minster here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, here's how that fourth inning finished once again as the runner on third, Dirksen for Minster, was tagged out at the plate trying to hustle home from third base on a short wild pitch that got behind Dylan Meyer of Fort Loramie, but he scrambled for it, got it as quickly as he could. It stayed on the back edge of the dirt in the circle behind home, and then he scrambled up to the plate, made a dive, and tagged out the Minster runner trying to streak in from home. And as we start the fifth inning, Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie hits a towering pop behind the plate, and Ty Hine makes a spectacular play for Minster near the screen. He had his keister up against the short wall. He was at the screen with the glove, and he picked it off. Boy, these two catchers here tonight in this game are outstanding. They have made remarkable plays back-to-back, one to Dylan Meyer on the recovery and tag out at home. And there, Hine catching the pop-up. And Andrew Wiss has now retired eight in a row for Minster. Sammy Goubeau has just retired. Here's Carson Arnold with a barreled ball into short left. Left fielder coming on for Minster. It's at the feet of Inskeep, and he can't pick it clean. It drops single into left for Arnold. So after the foul out by Goubeau to the catcher Hine, Arnold singles. Here's Dylan Meyer at the plate now for Fort Loramie in a 4-3 game. Minster leading in the top of the fifth. Each team now with seven hits. These two clubs have really begun to hit the ball much better as we've entered the month of May. No question about it. Runner at first, Arnold. He's got a lead of about 10 feet with stretching. Breaking ball, swung on by Meyer, lofted into short left center field. Center fielder coming on, gets on a bounce, fires for a force out attempt at second. It's wide. It goes all the way to the dugout between home and first. But the runner for Fort Loramie stays put as it was a fly ball single, nearly a force out. Was going to be pretty close, I think, at second. But it's a single off the bat of Dylan Meyer. As all of a sudden here in the last inning or two, the fly balls are finding their way in front of outfielders, and Fort Loramie is threatening here in the inning. And we've got a conference on the mound. Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster, strolls to the bump. Fort Loramie is down a run 4-3, top of the fifth, two on, one out. Here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie on South Main. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what you want on our shelves, and we've delivered Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches. And the Market Deli Sub Shop featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market on the other end of town on North Main in Fort Loramie. The North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage, also new and located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Here in the fifth, stepping in now for Fort Loramie with runners at first and second base is Lucas Brandewey, and the pitch by Wiss is a strike, a breaking ball on the outside corner. The inning began with a foul out by Sammy Goubeau to catcher Ty Hine of Minster, then base hits by Carson Arnold and Dylan Meyer. And the Redskins are in business, down a run, 4-3, top of the fifth. Very good high school baseball game here tonight between two Route 66 arch rivals. Foul to the screen, no balls, two strikes. Brandewey has a single and a ground out to short so far in this game. Skies have cleared overhead, some clouds to the south. No chance of rain. Temperature in the upper 50s. Wiss looks at his runner, steps off. Two strikes on the batter, Brandewey. Wiss needs a K right here. Right fielder for Minster is giving Brandewey plenty of space. Hemmelgarn is in right center against the right-hand batting Lucas Brandewey. He's over 350 on the year. He's only struck out five times. Feet close together, deep in the box, high pop, foul, back toward the screen, and into the stands. still a two-strike count on Brandewey. 4-3 lead for Minster here in the top of the fifth. Very good game here tonight. Hospice benefit evening. Annual Fort Loramie at Minster tilts. Pitches way outside, a ball, two strikes, 1-2 in Brandewey, two aboard. At a second, Carson Arnold is singled. At first, Dylan Meyer, who's singled. Each of those two for the Redskins with a pair of hits so far in this game. Brandewey again, feet close together. He's at the back point of the plate, fouls it out of play to the right once more. And it's still 1-2, a ball, two strikes on Brandewey. Don't forget to support that Schaefer Market gallon give-back program at the gas pumps at the Schaefer Market. Always low pricing, and that is music to your ears these days. Lower prices on gas at Schaefer Market, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold, goes to a special public service endeavor. Wiss strikes out Brandewey. High fastball. He whacked at it. Came up empty. That's a big K. Here is Ruinkamp with two on, two out. And a pinch runner down at first for the Redskins, who trail by a run, 4-3. Ruinkamp smacked into that double play back in the first, hit a torrid line drive at the feet of Keener at short, and he snared it cleanly, flipped on to Bear, who was zipping across the bag at second to double up the Fort Loramie runner. Redskins had loaded the bases in that first frame, but came up empty. Did play three in the second since then. Minster scored two in the second, a run in the third, a run in the fourth. Here's Wiss to Ruinkamp, tying run at second. Wiss stretches, curveball. It is a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Excellent pitch by Wiss. Nothing and one on Ruinkamp. He flew out to right in the third. Throw back to second. Runner is safe by an eyelash. And Reese Bear for Minster thought he had him. Oh, the ball was in Bear's glove before the runner for Fort Loramie got to the bag. But then by the time Bear dropped the tag down, the hand sneaked in underneath. It was mighty close. Hard ground ball by Ruinkamp to Bear. Bear travels to his left in the hole between first and second. Gloves and throws out at first base. Good play by Reese Bear of Minster to stop the Fort Loramie threat in the fifth. Fine game here tonight at Minster on Hospice Benefit Night. 4-3 Minster. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
First pitch, strike. Second pitch, ball. Burning delivers. A third pitch to Carson Kaler, leading off the bottom of the fifth for Minster. And he blasts a line drive into center field on two hops to the Redskins center fielder. Picked off out there on the bounce, but Tanner Heckman. Kaler now with a couple of screamers in this game. He is two for two, at a sack bunt in the third. Singled first, and here in the fifth, he's aboard, and Ty Hine steps in from the right side. Let's see if he's bunting. Maybe Kaler is stealing. He's got fine wheels. Minster leads it 4-3. Burning throws, good bunt, third baseline. Third baseman fields for Fort Loraman. Makes a wide throw. Ruin Kip gets it on a skip. Safe at first base. That was a fantastic bunt by Ty Hine of Minster. It was in no man's land up the third baseline. About, a foot, 15 inches fair. 30, 35 feet up the line. And Brandewee for Fort Loramie had to come a long, long way to get it and could not get the out at first. Throw was late and off the mark. And now a bunt possibility again. Here's Keener up, with runners at first and second for Minster, which tries to play add-on, leading 4-3 in the fifth. Strike call by Burning. Fastball in at the belt. 17 hits in this game. Now 8 before Loraming, 9 Minster. 2 on for the Minster Wildcats. Major conference on the bump. Let's see what Redskins head coach Jeff Sanders has an order here. 4-3 lead for Minster. No one out, two on. The count is no balls, a strike, and Keener of Minster as both teams huddle up. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years now at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling. That's right, 40. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loraming. Here is the hitter for Minster, bringing the bat back on the bunt attempt. Keener looks at it, low and away for ball one, strike one. Runners at first and second for Minster in the bottom of the fifth. No one out, and it's 4-3 Minster. Ruhenkamp charging. He's 25 feet from home plate. Ball bunted foul on two bounces to Brandewee outside the line at third. No one will be covering third, so if you can make the third baseman field the bunt, it's going to be successful. And now it's two strikes on the hitter, Keener. 1-2 count. 3-8-0 for Fort Loramie, 4-9-1 for Minster. Here is the pitch by Burning. It's a big one coming up to Keener. Keener takes a bouncer. Ruhenkamp trapped it at home plate. Smooth job by him behind home. Same can be said for Hine of Minster. Boy, there can't be two better catchers on the field at one time in West Central Ohio baseball than you have here tonight. Meyer for Fort Loramie, Hine for Minster. Fastball looked good. Oh, just off the plate. It was the right height. didn't nail the corner, according to the plate umpire, and it's 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 on, no out, Minster. Bottom of the fifth. Wildcats lead 4-3. Burning to Keener. Breaking ball. It is around the outside corner for ball 4. Burning wanted it, didn't get it. The bases are full. Burning stays on the bump for the moment. Here is Reese Bear. Bear has flown to left and struck out. And here is Jeff Sanders emerging from the dugout. Pitching change is no doubt coming up for the Fort Laramie Redskins, who are in a jam. Minster's got them loaded, leading 4-3, bottom of the fifth, with no one out on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, a delay in the action here at the moment at Minster. Pitching change for Fort Loramie. Colton Rose enters the mound, comes in from left field. Rose on the bump now for the Redskins as he complete his warm-up tosses. Minster's got the bases juiced. They're loaded, 3 on, no one out, bottom of the fifth. Minster is in the lead, 4-3. Reese Bear steps in with the bases full. What a jam facing Rose. Here the pitcher now for Fort Loramie. Guyer has entered the game in the outfield. Teddy Guyer in now for Fort Loramie. I think Heckman went to left, Guyer to center, or just the reverse. Here is Reese Bear at the plate with the bases full. Colton Rose misses with a two-seamer down and in. That's a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Bear, who's flown to left and struck out. Burning got him with a good off-speed pitch back in the third inning. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Bear, a very good hitter, 381 on the year. A chance to drive in runs. Takes a pitch off the corner in, and it's 2-0. Fort Loramie led by a 3-0 count entering the bottom of the second inning. Minster answered with two in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. Wildcats trying to strike again here in the fifth. 2-0 count on Bear. Outfield deep and around to the right. Here is Rose, winding, firing. Bear scorches a hard ground ball through the box. Two-run score. Ball rolls into center. Throw to the plate is allowed to go through. No cutoff. Runners move up to second and third on the two-run single by Bear into center. And Minster takes the lead, 6-3. 10 hits now for the Wildcats. Jace Hemelgarn steps in now for Minster. Wildcats once trailed, 3-0, 6 unanswered by Minster. Clutch hitting. 10 safeties in this game now for Minster, including a long two-run home run by Hayden Lynn. Still nobody out. Here is Jace Hemelgarn at the plate now for Minster. First pitch to him, missed, way in for a ball. Warm-up activity again in the Fort Loramie bullpen. Redskins have used a blend of pitchers in many outings this season. High and away, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Rose behind against Hemelgarn, who singled twice in this game. He's got two of Minster's 10 hits. Minster in the lead, 6-3. Two more runs for the Wildcats here in the fifth. On a two-run shot back through the middle off the bat of Reese Bear. Two balls and a strike on Hemelgarn, who looked at one over. 2-1 on him. Bear down at second base. James Keener with good speed at third. Strike two at the letters. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Hemelgarn, left-hand hitter. Very, very deep in right field for Fort Loramie is Carson Arnold. I've got a squint to find him out there. He's a good 285 from home plate. There's a ball yanked foul outside the line at first. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Hemelgarn, who entered the game at 361. 3-2 baggers on the year for him. Feet spread wide at the plate. Right foot out in front of home. Here is the pitch. Swung on and fouled to the screen. It's still 2-2. Andrew Wiss on the bump for Minster had settled down. Retired over one stretch about 8 hitters in succession. Ending the second with an out. And then did not allow a base runner until a one-out single in the top of the fifth. He, of course, the pitcher of record for Minster. Slow breaking ball, stroked into left, out of the reach of Bornhorst. The shortstop for Fort Loramie. Runner on second moves up station to third. And the runner on third for Minster advances into score to make it a 7-3 game. Hemelgarn 3-4-3 on the night. He's our hitting star for Minster, no question about it. And now here is Hayden Lynn. He has pulled a long two-run homer. We thought that blast by him back in the second might have been caught by Colton Rose over the top of the fence. He just missed it. And it went out. The two-run shot by Lynn scored him and Hemelgarn, who'd singled in the at-bat before. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Lynn. Rose fires, strike, fastball, outside third. A ball, a strike, 1-1. 7 runs, 11 hits for Minster. An error. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Fort Loramie. Rose looks at first. Still no one out in the frame. Pitch to the plate in. Came close to nicking Lynn. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Infield for Fort Loramie is at pretty normal depth. Runner at first being held on. Redskins back in the middle of the diamond, hoping to turn two. There's a strike above the belt on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. As Rose grazed the outside corner with what appeared to be a two-seamer. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Lynn. It is a breaking ball floating outside off the corner, ball three. 3-2. Two on for Minster. Wildcats have played add-on here in the frame. They entered the fifth up 4-3. It's now 7-3. Curveball outside corner. Yes, indeed. Strike three. Rose with a perfectly placed breaking pitch to Fan Lynn. One down for Minster here in the fifth. And here is Chase Dirksen, who struck out and walked. Good comeback by Rose as the breaking ball buckled Lynn, who looked at it for strike three. Here's the pitch to Dirksen. Breaking ball outside corner at the knees. Strike one. That was spotted well again by Colton Rose of Fort Loramie, who's trying to get the Redskins out of this inning. Runners on the corners. Here is a check swing, an emergency half cut by the batter Dirksen. Curveball, swing and a miss. Strike two. Breaking ball from Colton Rose, fool Dirksen. He was well off balance. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Rose. He fires the first, runner gets back. They're on the corners for Minster. One out, bottom of the fifth. Minster scored three to take a 4-3 lead up to 7-3. Stretching is Rose. Looks at first. Is the runner going? No. Breaking ball, knees. Strike three called. What a pitch by Colton Rose. Two straight strikeouts of Lynn and Dirksen. Breaking balls on the outside. Black. Beautifully spotted pitches by Rose in the clutch here in the fifth inning. Batting from the left side, it's Andrew Wiss now. He's been out twice, 0-2. Strike on the outside corner as Colton Rose is throwing BBs right now. And nothing is right down the middle. Two out for Minster here in the bottom of the fifth. Wildcats have scored three. There's a pitch high. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Rose attempting to prevent further damage. Fort Loramie will have two more swings in the sixth and seventh. Rose steps off the rubber. Runners at first and third. Dylan Meyer has thrown out one base stealer earlier in this game at second with a dynamite throw. Here's a pitch low and in to the left-hand batting Wiss, and it's two balls, a strike, 2-1. Action pitch right here. Colton Rose needs a strike. Wiss was in the box. Now he steps out. Cat and mouse game between the hitter and the pitcher at the moment. Right fielder very deep for Fort Loramie. That's Carson Arnold. He's a long way from home. Pitch to Wiss. Inside corner. Yes, indeed. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Good pitch by Rose. He's had several excellent pitches to the plate since coming in out of the pen, or I should say since coming in from the outfield. Upstairs to make it ball three. Three balls, two strikes, two out, two on for Minster here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Head coach Mike Wiss at third, telling the runner on first, make sure that pitch is delivered home and there's no pickoff attempt. Ball four to Wiss, high and outside. Minster's got him loaded. And here is John Inskeep, who's singled twice in this game so far for Minster, which leads at 7-3 with two down, bases juiced here in the bottom of the fifth. Minster with two in the second, single runs in the third and fourth. And three so far here in the fifth. Inskeep hits from the right side. Boy, a two-run base knock here would extend the lead from 4-6 and make it mighty challenging for Fort Loramie, which came back from a 7-1 deficit last night, fell short against Rushi, and lost at home to Fort Loramie 7-6 to throw the Shelby County Athletic League race into a tizzy. Conference on the mound at the moment. Fort Loramie's done in SCAL play at 10-2. Anna's 10-1. Rushi's 9-2. And Rushi and Anna get together to complete a game on Monday. 1-0 lead early in favor of Anna. Anna can win and take the SCAL outright. Rushi can win on Monday and forge a three-way tie. Rushi, Anna, Fort Loramie, all at 10-2. The batter here is Inskeep for Minster. Swings from the right side. He's had two singles in this game. Minster has cranked out 11 base knocks. Here is Rose out of the stretch. Comes plateward to Meyer, and it's a strike called at the knees on the outside third of the plate. Colton Rose has been fine-tuning his deliveries. Nothing down the middle. He's working the edges very well. Meyer set to the outside target, and it's right there for strike two. Good frame job by Dillon. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Colton Rose pitching, Inskeep batting for Minster. 7-3 Wildcats, bottom of the fifth, bases loaded. Batter steps out. Cincinnati Reds were leading Cleveland 3-1 in the sixth. Check swing, pitch in the dirt. Did he go? Thought he might have. No appeal. It's called a ball. A ball and two strikes. Oh, that was mighty close. The hitter, Inskeep, waved the bat. It looked like it might have gone out over home plate. It's ruled a ball. There's a hard ground ball to third. Third baseman fields for Fort Loramie and puts the tag on the runner who runs right into the out. He needed to pull up and force the third baseman to run to the bag or throw across the diamond. Heads up play by the third baseman for Fort Loramie. Well done by Lucas Brandewey, who fields the smash at third. Fifth inning in the books. Minster adds on three insurance tallies to extend the lead from 4-3, 7-3 now as we go to the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world. In little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, what a night it's been for the Minster Bats. The Wildcats have pounded out 11 hits. Fort Loramie's got 8. Redskins, however, just 2 hits since the second. Fort Loramie comes calling here in the sixth. The count, 2-0. As Wiss, the pitcher on the mound for Minster, is behind the hitter here for Fort Loramie in the top of the sixth inning. And the count runs to 3-0. 3-0 on the batter for the Redskins. And let's see, we've got Wiss on the bump for Minster, scraping the top edge of the rubber, and head coach Mike Wiss of Minster strolls to the mound to talk things over. We're in the top of the sixth inning, and the lead for Minster is 7-3. Fort Loramie batting, 3-0 count on the hitter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, after going 3-0 on Tanner Heckman, the hitter for Fort Loramie, Andrew Wiss bounces back. He throws 1-2-3 heaters. The last two swung on and missed. He is retired. Big out to start the fifth inning. Heckman, who had entered the game, or who had moved into this spot in the order for Aiden Burning, Heckman had not been hitting. He was DH4 at the start. That was Tanner's first at-bat of this contest. He's out on strikes. We are in the top of the sixth. Minster leads Fort Loramie by a 7-3 count. It's getting late for the Redskins, who are down to 5 outs. Here is Chase Bornhorst, shortstop. Struck out and rolled to first. First baseman to pitcher covering. Wiss throws, strike at the letters on the outside corner, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Bornhorst. 7-3 lead Minster, which spotted Fort Loramie a 3-0 advantage. 7 unanswered runs by Minster since the bottom of the second inning. The count, 2-0, 2-1 on Bornhorst. Wiss has really settled down. He's allowed just 2 hits since the second. Oh, he's picking up speed. There's a high fastball. Whacked at for the hitter, Bornhorst. 2-0, 2-2. Wiss bearing down. He was 3-0, and Heckman struck him out after the conference on the mound. Wiss fires, breaking ball well off the plate, and it goes full at 3-2.
Come on, Andrew, win it now.
Cleveland Cavaliers down double digits late in the third to Detroit. Reds were leading Cleveland 3-1 in the seventh. Cincinnati over the Indians. Ball four, it missed, low and in at the knees of the hitter, Bornhorst. He's aboard with a walk. Alex Bokey is in the order now, pinch hitting at this point in time for Minster. Bokey steps into the box from the left side, runner at first, one out. Redskins need base runners. They're down to five outs, trailing before. Good comeback by Minster, which really started to crank out the base hits. Minster's got 11 of them in this game. Fort Loramie, 8. As Fort Loramie belted 3 base knocks in the very first inning. Here's the pitch by Wiss. It is low and away for a ball. Close, but just out of the zone to the batter, Bokey. Runner on at first for Fort Loramie. One down. Minster up 4. Pickoff attempt safe. Beautiful night here at Minster. It's Hospice Benefit Night. The fundraiser has been in place about a dozen years. Highly successful. Strike on the outside corner. Good spot for Wiss. Just above the knees to Bokey, the left-hand batter. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Big hole right side of the diamond. First baseman holding on the runner, Bornhorst. Bear is towards second, and that's where the ball is hit. In that 3-4 gap between first and second, Bear with a dive, couldn't get a glove on it, and the ball goes into right field. Sharp single for Bokey, his first at bat in this game, and he barrels one up, and Fort Loramie has something stirred up here in the sixth. Zach Dew steps in. He's got some power, over 300 on the year. Real good contact hitter, right fielder for Minster. Backing up, that's Jace Hemmelgarn. Two on for Fort Loramie, top of the sixth. Here's the pitch to Dews. Oh, he bunts. He pops it up, third base side, foul. Good idea. If that's fair, the bases are loaded. That's a hit. Two on for Fort Loramie here in the top of the sixth inning. Redskins down to the Wildcats by 4, 7-3. 9 hits now for Fort Loramie. 11 in the game for Minster, 20 total. What do we have last night at Fort Loramie in that Raiders-Redskins game? Well in excess of 20. I think it was 23 before it was said and done. There's a ball off the plate outside to Deuce. Andrew Wiss has gone the distance for Minster. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Wiss does not appear to be laboring. 1-1 pitch to Dews. That one's well off the mark, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Wiss gave up 6 hits in the first 2 innings. Then got the side outs in order in the 3rd and 4th. Pitch to the plate, Dews bunts, foul, back to the screen, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Dews. One down here in the top of the sixth inning. Big at bat in this game. Perhaps a turning point for the Redskins who need a base knock. The lead for Minster is 4 runs. Runners at first and second get good leads. Bornhorst at second, Bokey at first for Fort Loramie. Wiss throws, good heater, swing and a miss. Oh, that was a fastball. And climbing the ladder was Dews. He wailed away at it, no contact. Biggest pitch of the night for Wiss. That was his best fastball. It had some rising acceleration on it. And Dews goes down swinging for only the 5th time this year. Real difficult man to strike out, and Wiss got it done on a 3-2 fastball up in the zone. Back to the top, and Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie with 2 down. Curveball in the dirt. Gubo, 2 singles and a foul out to Ty Hine, the Minster catcher who made a great play over near the wall and screen to the right of home. Ran out of room, but he did everything he could to squeeze his body up against the barrier. And he caught that foul ball off the bat of Gubo. That was back in the previous inning to start the frame. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Gubo, who entered the game above 330 at the plate for Fort Loramie. He cranked out a long triple in the bottom of the seventh last night. Three balls and no strikes. That's out of the zone, Bowis. Carson Arnold on deck. He's doubled and singled. Here is Wiss trying to bear down. Let's see if Gubo's got the green light on 3-0. Wiss steps off the back edge of the rubber. A lot of room down the right field line for Gubo. Boy, should he slice one that direction. It's a triple for sure, and two runs will race in. The pitch to Gubo from Wiss, not even close. He walked him. Well, let's see what the Wildcats elect to do. They're loaded. Bases juiced for Carson Arnold. 7-3 game. He is the tying run. Four-run deficit. And Arnold steps in for the Redskins from the right side. Plus 400 batter on the year. Leading hitter for Fort Loramie. Crucial situation at this point. Double, single, and three trips for Arnold. 7-3 lead, Minster. Top of the sixth inning, Fort Loramie batting. Bases jammed, two away. Here's the first pitch, whist to Arnold. Swung on, nubbed off the fist toward first. Wide of the bag, first baseman. Shovels the whist covering. Well executed defensively by Minster. And the Wildcats get out of the jam. That was a very clean defensive play. Ball hit extremely wide of first. Carson Kaler left the bag. Wiss was Johnny on the spot. He hustled to first, took the lateral from Kaler second time. That combo has worked that defensive play in this game as Wiss jammed Kaler in on the handle, or I should say jammed Arnold in on the fist to end the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 7-3 Minster here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Minster batting in the bottom of the sixth in front, 7-3 over Fort Loramie on Hospice Benefit Night here at Melcher Street Park. Minster Wildcats send Carson Kaler to the plate to start the bottom half of the sixth inning. He's had a sack bunt and a couple of singles. He's hit the ball sharply on his two base knocks, one in the first, one in the previous inning. Kaler from the left side. And he strokes another base hit. This one's to the left side of the diamond over the leaping Brandoe at third. Kaler improving on that 379 average as he hits one very hard to the left side. Brandoe leaped high to get a glove on it. Could not. Kaler 3-for-3 and a sack bunt. Here is Ty Hine to the plate now for Minster. One on. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. So many thanks to Frisch's in Sydney, Route 47, just west of I-75. It's never left, still going strong, as popular as ever. Frisch's in Sydney. Oh, that iconic big boy, the fabulous Frisch's favorite, have passed the test of time for 75 years. The original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding hot fudge cake. Frisch's in Sydney. Taco Thursday from 11 to 7. Enjoy the taco bar at Frisch's in Sydney. And the breakfast bar, 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 on weekends, till 9 weeknights. And how about that dinner menu? It's so popular. Chicken pot pie, meatloaf, whitefish, spaghetti, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. The count, 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Ty Hine of Minster. A runner on, no out, Wildcats. Hine squares to bunt, bunts it foul behind home, and it's 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. 2-1 on the hitter here for Minster. We'll check with our press box crew. We've got a new pitcher on the bump for Fort Loramie at the moment. Here is the hitter back in the box, Hine for Minster. 2 balls, a strike. No one out for Minster. Bottom of the sixth inning, Minster up 4-7-3. Pitch to the plate, bunted back toward the mound. It is fielded cleanly, thrown to first. Low throw, second baseman covering. He digs it out. Nice play. Good bunt behind. Well done by him. Sack bunt to the mound. And Kaler skips on down to second base for Minster. Runner at second for the Wildcats. One down here in the bottom of the sixth. Minster in the lead by a 7-3 count. That might be a number zero senior Jack Kottner on the bump for Fort Loramie. Here is the new hitter for Minster stepping in. That's James Keener. And he takes a strike on the outside corner. We'll check with Mr. Meyer, Dominic Meyer's dad, down to our right. I'll check with the press box crew. Is that Kottner on the mound now for Fort Loramie in relief? Is that a new pitcher? That's not Colton Rose still, is it? Here is a stretch on the mound by the pitcher who steps off. I was correct. I identified the new hurler as Kottner. I was right on the money. A strike, no balls on Keener for Minster with a runner at second and one down in the bottom of the sixth. Kottner's fastball is away. 1-1 count. Keener's doubled so far in this game. Struck out and walked. Minster's got a dozen hits. Fort Loramie, 9. 7-3 lead Minster, which spotted Fort Loramie. A 3-run outburst in the second. Since then, 7 unanswered by Minster, which has scored in every inning since the second frame. Kottner fires. There's a bullseye on the outside corner at the thighs. A strike called. And it goes to 1-2. Kottner has given Fort Loramie some good innings, mostly out of the bullpen so far this season for Fort Loramie. The right-hander, about 5'11", stretches, peeks back at second. Here is the 1-2 pitch to Keener, and it's low. Good smother job behind the plate by Meyer. Tell you what, these catchers have had a workout in this game tonight. They have scrambled and kept everything at their feet. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on the hitter for Minster, Keener, who came into the game just under 400. Bats from the left. Right fielder for Fort Loramie, extremely deep. That's Carson Arnold. 2-2 pitch by Kottner. He pivots and fires upstairs. Ball 3. 3-2. And I said when it was back at 3-0 Fort Loramie, and then I said again when it was 3-2 Fort Loramie, we'd probably have a dozen or 15 runs scored in this game. We may still yet. We're at 10. The clubs have combined for 21 hits. Here is the 3-2 pitch to Keener from Cotner of Fort Loramie. Way up top, ball four. A lot of free bases tonight for Minster, which generated a walk in the fourth after getting one in the third, one more in the two more in the fifth, and a walk here in the sixth. Minster has produced a couple of sack bunts, and here is Reese Baer, who's flown out to left, struck out, and singled. Baer in the box, hits from the left side. He's been known to switch hit and bat from the right side against lefties this season. Very athletic second baseman for Minster. Hit the ball hard in the state tournament last year. Fastball by Cotner. Yupper, it's on the outside corner at the belt, a strike. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Baer. Bottom of the sixth, Minster up 4-7-3 over Fort Loramie on Hospice Fundraiser Night. It's turned into a beautiful evening. Understand the Reds lead the Cleveland Indians 4-1 in the eighth. Here's the pitch by Cotner to Baer. Swung on, fly ball, short left. Left fielder Fort Loramie coming to get it. Oh, it skips by. It hit on the ground 5 feet in front, rolls beyond, and a couple of runs score for Minster to make it 9-3. Runners at second and third. Fort Loramie in left field simply playing Baer a little too deep, and he dropped that ball in front of the left fielder. And then on some uneven clumps of grass in left, the ball took almost a 90-degree hop toward the foul line in the corner. Baer scooted to second. Two runs scored. Keener wound up at third. Minster in the lead. One out in the bottom of the sixth. And here's Jace Hemmelgarn from the left side. Actually, one run scored on that base knock, not two, to make it 8-3. Cotner's pitch to Hemmelgarn. It is a strike at the letters on the outside part of the plate. Nothing and one. Detroit Pistons up double digits over the Cleveland Cavaliers entering the fourth as Detroit tries to tie up that series at 3-3 by winning at Cleveland. Cleveland won two nights ago at Detroit in OT. That may have been a balk by Cotner. Was there time by the home plate umpire? What's been determined? A home plate umpire holds up a hand, walks out to meet the base umpire to the left of the mound. I think Cotner on the bump for Fort Loramie thought that maybe timeout had been called by the man in blue behind the plate, so he stopped his delivery. I don't think it's going to be judged a balk. The lead for Minster is 8-3, bottom of the sixth. A strike on the batter, one out, two on. Mike Wiss gets the interpretation by the plate umpire. Apparently between the plate umpire and base umpire, one thought the other had called time. Cotner was aware of such and stopped his delivery to the plate. Runners at second and third for Minster. A strike on the hitter. One down. Bottom of the sixth. Hemmelgarn at the plate. Boy, there have been some crazy bounces on singles to the outfield here in this game. Here is Cotner looking at his runners. Keener down the line at third for Minster. Cotner fires. Outside corner. Yes. Well done. Hemmelgarn looked it over. Couldn't pull the trigger. Accepted the pitch right on the outside black. No balls, two strikes. That was a fine offering by Cotner, who got the benefit of the close call from the plate ump. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Hemelgarn, feet spread apart at the plate. Right fielder very deep for Fort Loramie. Hemelgarn swings and cracks a hard ground ball through the diamond into center. Second baseman Dews for Fort Loramie got dirty. He skidded off to the right on his tummy, but could not glove the ball. It rolled into center. A hard one-out, two-run scoring single for Hemelgarn. He's our hitting star tonight. He has singled in the second, singled in the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. What a night for Hemelgarn. Two score, three-run frame for Minster. 10-3 Wildcats, who were beaten at the Fort Loramie Invite by the Redskins. 10-0. And that's the way it's gone this year in area high school baseball. It has been predictably unpredictable. As I said earlier, Minster beat Coldwater. Coldwater clobbered Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie had beaten Minster early in the season. Minster getting even here tonight, up 10-3, bottom of the sixth. 14 hits for Minster, which was shut out 2-0 by Evans, who went the distance last night for Van Wert Lincolnview. New hitter Hayden Lynn for Minster, a ball, a strike on him, 1-1. Boy, Minster, since the fourth inning, has had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hits. 14 total. Kottner with a check of first. Here's the pitch to the plate. Three-quarter swing, a miss, ball gets away. Runner on first, dances down to second. One out, 1-2 on the hitter. Lynn at the plate. He homered back in the second. A long, high drive to deep left. Colton Rose for Fort Loramie scaled the fence, nearly caught it. Ball just cleared. Big two-run shot by Lynn, which got Minster off the snide in the second inning and cut Fort Loramie's 3-0 lead to 3-2. Here's a little curveball by Kottner. Swing and a miss by Lynn. That was a very good pitch. Down below the knees, Lynn went golfing. He strikes out for the second time. We got Kettner coming up to pinch hit here for Minster. Andrew Kettner off the bench. Two down now for Minster here in the bottom of the sixth. And it's 10-3 in favor of the Redskins. Momentary delay in the action. We'll return in 45 seconds here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Andrew Kettner pinch hitting here for Minster in the bottom of the sixth. He's up in the count, two balls, a strike. And a pitch to the plate, but Kottner eludes Dylan Meyer. It bounced. It's a wild pitch. Runner on second for Minster. Advances to third. 10-3 Wildcats, who've exploded with 10 unanswered since the second inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Kettner by Kottner. Ball three, down and away. 3-1. 3 balls, a strike. Taking a look at Fort Loramie in the top of the seventh inning. Third, fourth, and fifth hitters in the order. Kottner to Kettner, and it's a strike at the letters on the outside part of the plate. 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 3-2. 3-2 pitch here, but Kottner of Fort Loramie trying to get the pinch batter, Andrew Kettner for Minster. Kottner fires in the dirt. Runner aboard on the base on balls. And the inning in the bottom of the sixth extends. We got Dominic Meyer stepping in to pinch it for Andrew Wiss. Andrew Wiss has thrown 6 in this game. This might mean that Dominic Meyer comes on to pitch the seventh for Minster. Could very well be the case. He could try to close it out for Wiss, who threw 6 strong. Scattered 9 hits, held Fort Loramie to 3 runs. Got out of a big pickle there in the sixth inning. Also won in the fifth, too. Here is Dominic Meyer at the plate. Ooh, a fastball buzzed up and in. 1 ball, no strikes. 23 hits in the game. 14 by Minster, 9 by Fort Loramie. Each team with an error. Minster with multiple hitting stars. 4 hits for Jace Hemmelgarn on the night. Here's the pitch by Kottner to Meyer. It is in off the corner, 2-0. Last we heard, the Cincinnati Reds were leading the Cleveland Indians 4-1. It was very late. Might very well be the ninth inning, but now we'll get a score update for you momentarily. Here's Kottner's pitch to Meyer. It's no good. Up and in. Ball three. The Reds have broken it open. With 2 more, they'd increase the lead from 3-1 to 4-1. Have added on 2 additional in the eighth to lead it 6-1. Indians have none out, 1 on, bottom of the eighth inning. And the Pistons led the Cavaliers by 10 early on in the fourth at Cleveland. There's a strike call to Dominic Meyer. 3-1 on him, 3 balls, a strike. Kottner on the mound for Fort Loramie. Runners on the corners. Here's the windup, the pitch. It's in the dirt. And the 3-1 pitch is ball four. We have too many free bases tonight given up by Fort Loramie hurlers. Just in the last 2 innings, that's a half dozen walks. Dylan Meyer to the mound. Boy, he's been a bulldog, a workhorse behind home plate for Fort Loramie. Hospice benefit night here at Minster has been highly successful. I think it's the 11th or 12th year for it. Great fundraiser. I know Mike Wiss has a big spot in his heart for Hospice of Grand Lake up in St. Mary's. It cared for Mike's father in his waning weeks and months, and for a number of folks throughout Auglaize County. Hospice of Grand Lake has done a tremendous job caring for people in their very late years. Bases full for Minster here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and it's a 10-3 lead for the Wildcats, and it is a ball to John Inskeep, who singled twice and grounded to third. Bases full for Kottner of Fort Loramie, the Redskins' third pitcher. He winds and deals. Inskeep swings. It's a hard ground ball to third. Oh, a tremendous play by the Redskins' third baseman. The throw to second for the force eludes the second baseman, Dews, and a run comes in for Minster. What a play by Brandewee. He lurched to his left and speared that ball, and from his knees tried to get the force at second. And the ball rolled away from the second baseman, Dews. He had it momentarily. He tried to make a diving catch. Runners at second and third Actually, the bases were loaded on that ground ball to the left side of the diamond, and the runners at second and third for Minster both score to make it 12-3 as Minster has plated five here in the eighth. Here is Carson Kaler swinging, hitting, sharp ground ball to Dews, backs up, makes a nifty play at second for Fort Loramie. Oh, that ball was tagged. Well done by Dews. He gets the out at first. Inning over for Minster finally. A five-run job here in the bottom of the sixth to make it 12-3 Minster. We go to the seventh. Big lead for the Wildcats, but nine here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster has a new subdivision being developed near Lake Loramie. You'll enjoy it. Take a drive. Give it a good look. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development for more information. New subdivision being developed by Wygant across from Lake Loramie. Hope I didn't speak too soon. Cleveland Indians have scored in the bottom of the eighth to make it 6-2. Bases full, no one out. Reds up before, but the Indians have the tying run at the plate in the bottom of the eighth. And the last NBA score from Cleveland has Detroit in the lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Last I looked, it was double digits. We'll check on the new score from Cleveland, 115-94 final. 21-point win by Detroit over Cleveland to force Game 7 back at Detroit. Cleveland had a chance to close it out at home. Cavaliers didn't get it done. Pistons won big. Here we go, top of the seventh. And on the mound, Andrew Wiss is going to try and finish it. I thought there might have been a chance with Dominic Meyer pinch hitting in the last frame for Minster. He might go to the bump and conclude the contest. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the hitter for Fort Loramie, leading off the top of the seventh inning. Redskins have had traffic on the bases the last two frames, but have left men on against Wiss. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Fort Loramie's new hitter. Here is the windup, the pitch to the plate, a strike at the letters. As I check my batting order, that's a pinch hitter in there for Fort Loramie, who scalds a hard ground ball right side through into right field, a base hit. Single by Grudich, who is up there pinch hitting for the Redskins. And that's a nice job off the bench for Eli Grudich. Eli, a senior, 28 on his back. Cracked a single through the right side. He's aboard at first. 25 hits in this game. 10 by Fort Loramie, 15 by Minster. Big base hit by Grudich. And here's Lucas Brandaway. Brandaway steps in. First pitch to him, misses a ball. Andrew West trying to finish it. I'm not sure where he is on pitch count, but he's got to be in excess of 100. I just took a wild guess and said 100, and I was right on the button. How about that? There's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the hitter. It is Brandewee at the plate for Fort Loramie. Lewis has got a cushion of 24 more now before his day would be done. We outside, ball 2-2-1. His father, head coach Mike Wiss, pulling for Andrew to finish off this game and go the route. No out for Fort Loramie, top of the seventh, 12-3 Minster. High fastball, swing and a miss. Here in the late innings, that's been one of Wiss's bread and butter pitches at Clamor. At rising fastball with acceleration. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. On the hitter, Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Runner at first, no one out. Top of the seventh. Wiss comes plateward, missed, high and away, and it goes full. 3-2. Wiss obviously laboring a little bit at this juncture. Runner at first, 3-2 offering by Wiss to Brandewee. And it's a handle hit foul into the Fort Loramie dugout. It's still 3-2. 115-94 was that final score tonight between the Detroit Pistons and the Cleveland Cavaliers. 115-94 as Detroit blew away Cleveland at Cleveland. Swing and a miss. Wiss with a buzzing fastball in at the letters. Cut on, no contact, one out, Fort Loramie, top of the seventh.
Here we go, Andrew.
Redskins won the first meeting this year over Fort Loramie, 10-0 at the Fort Loramie Invite. Minster, two outs from turning the tables here in this one. Jace Ruhenkamp steps in. Ruhenkamp is 0-for-3 in the game, takes a strike, 0-1. With two outs from throwing a hard-earned complete contest here tonight for Minster. There's a slow curveball, check swing, no. Appeal out of the middle of the diamond, safe, no swing. A ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1 on Ruhenkamp. Wiss on the bump. Winds, fires, Ruhenkamp takes. Up and in, two balls, a strike, 2-1. I've got the count right. I might have swapped out the first two pitches mistakenly. It is 2-1 after three deliveries to Ruhenkamp with one down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh. That's low and away, ball three. 12-3 lead Minster. The finish here to this game, Academic. Minster up 9. About the only interest left is can Wiss finish or not. Ruhenkamp smashes a ground ball inside the line at third. Great play by the third baseman for Minster, who backhands behind the bag but can't get anybody out anywhere. Hayden Lynn made a beautiful move behind the third base bag, but no throw to second or first. And here comes Mike Wiss to the mound for Minster. Two on for Fort Loramie, one out top of the seventh. 12-3 lead Redskins, or I should say 12-3 lead Wildcats over the Redskins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com. Up here comes sophomore Aiden Delaney to the bump for Minster. He is a lanky left-hander, good overhand delivery. He replaces Andrew Wiss, who gutted out 6 1/3 innings here tonight against Fort Loramie. He's allowed 3 runs, 11 hits. The two base runners are his property. Minster needs 2 outs to close this out. Understand that the Cleveland Guardians have sneaked right back into the game against the Reds at 6-5 entering the ninth, as Cleveland threw a 4-spot at Cincinnati in the bottom of the 8th inning to cut the Reds' lead to 6-5. Ninth inning upcoming, and who's going to pitch the ninth inning for the Reds? That will be interesting to find out. Yep, here we go. Delaney on the bump now for Minster, trying to finish this game. Left-hander needs 2 outs. Fort Loramie trying to raise a ruckus here in the top of the 7th inning. And batting right now for the Redskins is the new hitter who steps into the box. And I think that is, not sure if that's a Teddy Geyer who entered the game earlier. Delaney throws a strike and then misses wide for a ball. And the count is 1-1. The ball and a strike, 1-1. Bruenkamp down at first, as two are aboard here for Fort Loramie in the top of the 7th inning. Delaney misses in the dirt outside. It goes to 2-1. 2-1. This might be a Tanner Heckman. Yes, Heckman came into this spot, vacated by Aiden Burning. It's Heckman hitting, swings, and he golfs a hard line drive on one bounce to the right fielder. Here's a snap throw to second base, and it's a force out. Holy cow. What a play by the right fielder for Minster. Jace Hemmelgarn came charging on that bullet line drive single to right field by Heckman, and he gunned a throw to the shortstop on the second base bag. And yes, that was the right call. And the runner by Fort Loramie is nipped by an eyelash. It was close, but he was out. It goes as a force out. Unfortunately, Heckman in the scorebook does not get credit for a single. A line drive hit to right, but it is reduced to a force out at second base. What an arm by Hemmelgarn. New hitter for the Redskins. It's a looping liner into center field. Center fielder coming on. It's caught. It's caught. Dirksen sliding to the grass. Makes the catch to end the game. No, it was Kettner who came in. He pinch hit in the previous frame and wound up in center field. So great outfield defensive plays by Hemmelgarn and Kettner close out the deal for Minster, which beats Fort Loramie 12-3, 12-15-1 for Minster, 3-12-1 for Fort Loramie. Redskins went down but fought hard. A lot of traffic on the bases for the Redskins over the last 3 innings. They scored 5 in the last 2 innings against Rushi last night. Fell short 7-6. Deficit this evening much too big.
as Minster scored two runs in the second, single runs in the third and fourth, three more in the fifth, five in the sixth. Fort Loramie scored three in the second, and then Andrew West settled down. He pitched six and a third. And Minster evens this year's season series with Fort Loramie, beating the Redskins by a 12-3 count. 27 hits in this game. Both teams had their hitting shoes on here tonight. That is for certain. We'll return to wrap it all up in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com. Minster over Fort Loramie, 12-3.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Final score, 12-3. 12-3, Minster over Fort Loramie. Our stars of this game brought to you by Sour Mugs. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Four hits in this game for Jace Hemmelgarn for Minster. He is our Sour Mugs star. Right behind him, Andrew Wiss, who allowed just three runs, threw well over 100 pitches, went six and a third. He gutted out the night on the mound for Minster. They are our two Wildcat stars. And for Fort Loramie, how about Dylan Meyer behind the plate? He had a couple of hits and did a great job receiving several Fort Loramie pitchers. Dylan Meyer for Fort Loramie, Jace Hemmelgarn, and Andrew Wiss for Minster. Brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton and in Piqua.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
And with the 12-3 win by Minster over Fort Loramie here tonight, the Minster Wildcats have advanced their overall season record to 15-7. Fort Loramie, with the setback, drops to 15-9. Both teams in action tomorrow as Minster takes on South Webster here in a 2:00 first pitch, weather permitting. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins are on the road at Bell Fountain tomorrow. We plan to cover the Fort Loramie-Sydney game on Monday evening. Understand that's a 5:30 first pitch. 5:30 first pitch on Monday night Sydney at Fort Loramie. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated tournament baseball and softball schedule. As Minster defeats Fort Loramie here tonight by a final tally of 12-3, 12-15-1 for Fort Loramie, or I should say for Minster, 3-12-1 for the Redskins, a grand total of 27 hits in this game. And the Minster Wildcats, Jace Hemmelgarn, had four of them. He had four consecutive singles. Carson Kaler had three, as those two hitters combined for seven of Minster's 15 hits. Be with us again on Monday, airtime 4:55 for our high school baseball broadcast on Monday night. Thanks so much to our online listeners. Thanks to you who joined us for our broadcast here tonight in Scores Broadcast. Jack Kramer saying once again, final score of this contest, Minster 12, Fort Loramie 3, on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.